You're listening to SBS News.
The Embedded Youth Outreach Project will see Victoria Police and community groups pair police officers with youth workers every night in areas including Wyndham, Hobsons Bay and Greater Dandenong. Officers and youth workers are working together to engage with young people to provide crucial support and, if necessary, referrals for additional help. It's a $1.7 million state-funded effort to help young people deal with family breakdowns, substance abuse, unemployment, or mental health issues. Ahmed Hassan from Youth Activating Youth believes the initiative is about looking ahead by helping young people before problems escalate.
It's youth workers and police working hand in hand to obviously engage other young people, go to areas where there might be antisocial behaviour and try to intervene before it turns dangerous or ugly. And I think it's a proactive approach, which is welcomed by the community.
Northwest Metro Region Superintendent Therese Fitzgerald says after trialling the program for just a week, the benefits are already clear.
What we've found is some great success with some young people that police have come into contact with, and the ability to be able to refer them immediately to services is something that we haven't been able to do before. So we were finding that we were coming into contact with young people out of hours, and that's when the youth services weren't working. So that was really difficult for us to get them the right kind of assistance they needed.
The success of the program will be assessed after 1 year, as Victoria Police Minister Lisa Neville explains.
Where it works, that young people are put straight into services, that they're referred, they're getting the support services, and their families are involved in that process. So this is a pilot we thought as a government was worthy of trialling. It doesn't in any way undermine the sort of policing that Victoria Police undertake out here through their various operations. It is about something additional. It's an additional tool to see if we can't reduce the rate of youth offending and prevent a lot of it and get in very early.
But Mr. Hassan is already optimistic about the prospects.
I think the community is sick of being consulted time and time again and no action happening. So to Victoria Police's credit, to see this program up and running is great. We welcome it. We are looking for the success of this because I think this can have a real impact in the community going forward.
Jessica Washington, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.